Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, it is the time of year whenever people are hitting the road, either to the mountains, to the beach, or possibly north or south. And we suggest that everybody take a few minutes as they're traveling along the highways and byways of South Carolina to stop at a roadside stand for the best produce that South Carolina has to offer.
Well, you're right. It may be it's for good nutrition, a good family experience. Driving the interstates, it might be for therapy. Those interstates get so crowded and people in such a hurry that getting off and spending 30 minutes looking for a good watermelon, some good tomatoes, cantaloupes, you name it, before you head on out. I think traveling the roads as I do, I think it's good therapy to do it. So what we're trying to do in the Department of Agriculture is make it easy to find them.
Absolutely. Now, we could be talking about a market-type situation where the produce is already out and available for you, or a you-pick situation, which is a lot of fun, particularly with kids.
Yeah, if you've got the time, it is a great family outing, and I just hear it in casual conversations with families who've been out to one strawberry farm earlier this year, or blueberry farm, or who knows, peaches, just how much they feel like their children are learning a little bit more about how that food gets to the table. And so it's a great experience. Obviously, it's healthy when it's coming straight as fresh as possible. It's a great direct marketing opportunity to bring farmers and consumers closer together.
Now, Commissioner, there are right many roadside markets in South Carolina, and we can find them a couple of different ways, but there's one thing that will let you know that the food that is coming from that farm is safe, and that is the Certified Roadside Market Program.
Well, you're right. Our folks using the program have some criteria to meet quality standard, obviously, because we want that consumer to know that when they make that choice, make a little effort, that they're going to get a good product. They're supporting their neighbors, obviously, but the operator of that roadside market, the farmer, they've met some qualifications to sell either number one grade product or that they can be assured they're getting something good and wholesome for their family. You're right. We like to make it easy for them to find it. The website is a great help. You know what county you're in on an interstate, you can find a roadside market. We have, what, over 160 of them now operating. It's hard to believe we have that many. So it'll be one not far from you, no matter where you're going.
Absolutely. All right. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.